Joining us now via Skype is a good friend of the show. Very happy to have him back on the Buffalo Bills roster. He agreed to terms with the Bills this past Saturday, just 2 days ago. Happy to have Lorenzo Alexander back with us for a special free agency edition of the Lowdown. Lorenzo, it's John and Donald. Thanks very much for coming on with us here today.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, fellas. Appreciate you having me on.
Congratulations on the deal. Tell me how this all went down.
At one free agency hit, was in negotiations with Jim for, two or three days. After going back and forth, came to an agreement that was great for both parties and signed the deal. Very happy. Me and my family excited about coming back to Buffalo. Really fell in love with the city and the fans there, the community, as well as all the relationships we built in that building. Obviously, guys like yourself and Donald. Great to be back, and can't wait to be able to do the Lowdown on Fridays with you guys this year.
Yeah, speaking of the Lowdown, did you get my tweet after it was announced?
I did not get your tweet. What did you say? Sometimes I just ignore you because you say some crazy stuff to me.
All I said was that, now I get to message you on set again, man. It wasn't nothing crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I didn't see it. Yeah, but yeah, I know me and you take shots at each other from time to time. So sometimes I just kind of shy away from you.
Hey, Lorenzo, everything you accomplished last year, including the Pro Bowl, including MVP in the Pro Bowl, how much did you approach this free agency period as like, this is it. Now it's my chance to make a big mark contractually and to quite frankly, maybe sign your last contract in the NFL and go out strong financially.
Right. Obviously that was the plan, to be able to do that, to be able to maximize this last deal, being 34 next year when the season starts. I know my numbers are days and my numbers are limited in this league, and I definitely want to try to get the best deal for myself. Was able to do that with Buffalo. And me and my family will be taken care of. So obviously, this is I look at it as a great starting point, vantage point, because nobody at the age of, starting back at 22 to this time makes this type of money on the average. So this is a great head start for me and my family, and I'll continue to work when I'm done, but definitely pleased what I was able to get out of it money-wise, guaranteed money. And the biggest thing, though, was Sean McDermott and the whole defensive staff, belief in my ability to come in, contribute on defense, and continue my role in the locker room. So that's what I'm most excited about, and be able to play ball next year and get us off this playoffs night and be able to make the playoffs this year and play for a championship.
Now, I know you and Kyle are good friends. Your families are good friends with each other. Did he have to sell you to come back?
Did Kyle have to sell me? No, not at all. I was trying to sell him to make sure he came back so that I could sign back a lot easier, man. I needed another person in that locker room that I can relate to. Obviously we're probably the two oldest guys as a roster right now as it stands. So to be able to have somebody I can lean on during those times, obviously helped me with the young guys as well and approach it from different angles, was definitely a huge upside for me signing back, and especially signing Tyrod back as well. Definitely gives us a chance to win and compete for the division, and hopefully find ourselves in the playoffs at the end of this year.
With Lorenzo Alexander just re-signed a contract with the Buffalo Bills, an unrestricted free agent returning to the Buffalo Bills. He's live with us via Skype. Lorenzo, I'm going to give you an opportunity here. You've mentioned a couple times about coming back to Buffalo and what that means for you, especially with a foot of snow bearing down on us for the next few days here. So I don't want to dwell on this because, there's a lot of back padding that goes around here around Western New York, which is fine. But give me a sense of what you picked up in your one season with the Bills that makes you think this is the right place for you and your family.
I mean, well, the community itself, it was really opening, welcoming, being married and having four kids, three that live with us up there. It's just a real down to earth, blue collar city. Very passionate fan base, and I really loved it. Be able to take my kids out to the Orchard Park there and hang out and play soccer and be integrated into the community at the local YMCA there was huge, because obviously I need to be happy, but if my wife and kids aren't happy, it's hard to go out there and be successful on the field. So my kids are actually more excited than me coming back because they really love the community. They love their school. So that was really made it easy for me to sign back. And, as far as playing football, we have the talent on the roster. We had it last year, just wasn't able to put it together. So hopefully under the new leadership of Sean McDermott, I know that we'll be able to get it right. And like I've been saying all offseason, I will definitely be taking a bigger role at being more vocal, more upfront and in people's face as far as making sure that we're moving in the right direction. Because I only have a couple of years left, and I don't want to leave without any regrets and say, well, maybe I should have said a little bit more. I'm going to leave it all out there in the locker room and on the field.
Zoe, have you had a chance to look at any of the rest of the Bills free agent signings?
Well, obviously, I saw Tyrod. I saw Jordan Mills. I saw we signed also Micah Hyde from Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And a couple of other guys. Obviously, I've seen Micah play. I know he's a very versatile player and can get it done. Glad that we have Jordan Mills back as well to kind of solidify that offensive line and compete there and make that job a lot better because he was a part of that number one rushing attack last year. And then obviously Tyrod definitely gives us the best chance to win. Is going to continue to grow in his third year being our leader at the quarterback position. So I'm excited. Get guys back, get healthy, seeing what Sammy's able to do, getting healthy. So I'm very excited about moving forward and seeing who else we decide to bring in as things continue to move here in free agency.
Lorenzo, you mentioned about being more vocal. I wonder, did Coach McDermott maybe ask you to do that or to assume that role when you had conversations with him?
No, not at all. I mean, I think that was part of my self-evaluation at the end of the year, just kind of looking back and to see where could I make more of an impact? Where could I have done more? And I'm good at building relationships with guys and kind of talking to them on the side, but sometimes I would see things in meetings or on the field or whatever and didn't necessarily – nip it in the bud right then and there. I kind of waited. So I definitely want to be more, take more of initiative in that aspect as far as just speaking up as soon as I see it, cut it out, and then let's move forward and get better so that we can win more games.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say you want to be more vocal because it's really the same. Tyrod said the same thing to us last week that he wanted to be a lot more vocal. When you're a leader on a team, do you necessarily have to be vocal?
No, you don't. I mean, I think there's different ways about going about it. You know, particularly I'm more comfortable being a look at me type of guy. I'm going to be a professional each and every day. I'm going to show you how to work, show you how to study. Now I need you to kind of buy in and follow that. And not that I wasn't vocal last year as far as talking to guys on the side. I think just more in a team atmosphere and a team setting, speak up because I think my voice is a little bit louder this year. Obviously, coming into any situation when you have guys like Kyle Williams that are already there, you don't want to come in and just kind of, this is my team, I'm going to step on people's toes. So I kind of felt my way through it, saw my spots last year, but now coming back and already being a member of this team and understanding who guys are, where some of their strengths and weaknesses are, I can speak to them, I think, a little bit more easily. And they will respect it and receive it more because they know what I put in day to day. And then last year, I had the production to kind of back it up. And with those two things coming together, I think it's a lot more well-received from the organization and your teammates when you're speaking up and being vocal and getting people's faces.
We're live via Skype with Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander, who signed a new deal with the Bills. Lorenzo, this question, I mean, Donald and I talked about it a lot over the last couple of weeks, what your role might be in what is going to look like a different defense, we would think. What do you know about that? How much did you discuss that with the coach?
Yeah, I've talked to Sean a lot about that. Obviously, we've got to know each other just a little bit as people. But as far as the scheme, I mean, he pretty much want to utilize me like they use Thomas Davis, you know, outside, sand back in a 4-3 system, a guy that would be on the line of scrimmage and under fronts, off the ball and over fronts, which I did last year towards the end of the year when we were kind of running a little bit more of Rob's defense there towards the end of the season. I was playing a lot of off the ball and then would walk up on the line as well. So I have some familiarity with it. I've played it in Washington as well when I was playing behind London Fletcher. And then on third downs, utilize me in the various ways, being that joker, the spinner guy, where I'm sometimes blitzing, sometimes dropping. You know, we also had that speed package where I'm one of the inside tackles alongside Marcel or Kyle. And then when Shaq or Jerry decide that they're tired or have been rushing all day, I can come out there and spell them. So I'll definitely have a fluid role. It will change game to game. But I'm just interested in winning. You know, people ask me about the sack numbers. Can I reproduce it? At the end of the day, I don't care about that. Those are sexy numbers. That really at this point in my career is not going to do anything better for me. I'm all about winning and trying to get to the playoffs and getting a championship. And if that means playing off the ball and allowing Shaq and Jerry to get 100% of the rushes, I'm okay with that because at the end of the day, you really remember it in this league from a football standpoint as far as going to the playoffs and ultimately winning championships.
You just described about six different jobs for yourself there, Lawrence.
Yeah, you did.
You got a full plate.
I mean, it's definitely not what
that's what I've been doing my whole career. You know, and I haven't even mentioned special teams yet.
Yeah, that was my next question. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll still be covering kicks, punt, kickoff, and as well probably on punt return. I don't see why I should take a step back in that role because I do help the team there in a big way as well. So definitely looking to kind of have the same role I did pretty much last year, but using a lot of different ways and really having a big impact on the field in different phases. So I'm excited about that to kind of continue to show people that that I'm more than just a linebacker or inside backer or a special teams guy. I'm a football player, and that's what I want to be known as.
You and James Harrison must be on the same workout and diet plan, man. What's going on? The older y'all get, like, the more you playing.
Yeah, I mean, it just comes to, you know, taking care of your body, doing all the right things in the off season. You know, I posted a picture the other day. I'm pretty much you saw that six pack that I was rocking.
Man,
after that whole thing, I didn't see you compliment me on that. You know, you always trying to tear me down, but you don't want to ever build a brother up. But
I mean, you know, you had the six pack.
Look, you gave me love, but you know, like I was saying, it's all about being a pro. You know, guys that maintain and stay in this league over a long time, do all the right things every single day, even in the off season. I learned that from London Fletcher. I see guys like Kyle Williams. Tyrod doing it, guys like that that I've learned from and picked up little things here and there from throughout my career to help me maintain my health and longevity, you know, playing this hardcore, hard-nosed football game.
You definitely had the six-pack. I give you that. I did see like a half of a love handle or two, though.
Okay, that's all right, baby. I used to be 315. What's your excuse?
What's my excuse?
Hey, Lorenzo, as you can tell, we're excited here on the show to get you back here and do the lowdown, and we're happy to work that out. And you'll be back here in a couple of weeks now, 3 or 4 weeks, right, for the first off-season workout sessions.
Yeah, I'll be there for the off-season training stuff. So I'm excited to get back, learn this defense, and you know, start moving forward and start doing some more football.
Great to have you here. Congratulations. We're really excited to have you back, Lorenzo. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you guys.
Hey, before we let you go, though, you have a bowling event coming up?
Yeah, my bowling event is March 18th. It's actually in Oakland, California, to raise money for my ACES Foundation. You know, you can go to LorenzoAlexander.org if you want to donate there. Obviously, people in New York can't come out to it, but definitely plan to be more present in the community. I did a lot of stuff last year, but I definitely want to bring more of my ACES Foundation and a lot more of my mission work to the Buffalo area and help out the families and the children there as well. So definitely look for me to be out more in the community this year.
I like that. Lorenzo, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys.